the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
A strange sense of deja vu starting this podcast. My name's Lee Phelps. Reality Rob Dixon is here. The music's just the same as it was last week. Rob, you haven't brought us any more new music. There were some rumours about you and Calvin Harris getting together. What's going on?
I'm bringing new music to the party. When? Very soon.
Right, okay. He has been busy this week. Winning a cricket tournament.
Yeah, cricket tournament.
44 not out.
Yeah, Leeds.
I never knew you had it in you.
The Leeds, Leeds Corporate League, Division 2.
When someone said to me about 3 weeks ago, you should see Rob Dixon's Googlers, I didn't know he meant that you were a cricketer.
Still weren't talking about cricket, were they?
New. We're going to talk about Celebrity Big Brother. We're going to talk about X Factor and Strictly Come Dancing. They're all on the TVs right now, and you can bet on all of them as well. Plenty going on. We might have a little chat about Spotty as well along the way. Let's start with Celebrity Big Brother. Rob, yep. 9-4 James Hill, your tip.
Yes,
nice.
Come on,
Natasha Hamilton, 11-4, 9-2 Bobby Davro, Gail Porter, 10-1, Austin Armacost is 12-1. So is Fatman Scoop and Janice Dickinson. Farrah Abraham, ooh, the bitch of the house, 14-1. Stevie and Chloe, 33-1, and Jenna Jameson and Sherry Hewson bringing up the rear in Jenna Jameson's case. Actually, bringing up the rear.
Unbelievable.
50-1. I do that joke every week. Yeah. Sherry Hewson, not in the house, barely.
She isn't in the house, is she?
I was just like, when do you ever see Sherry Hewson? It's very strange. We're also betting, Rob, on the fake eviction, the fake eviction, which is... the fact that we're doing this again means we can actually explain it properly this time,
yeah,
isn't it? Two housemates are going to be put into a snug. They think, the rest of the house thinks, that they've been evicted. What they don't know is that the rest of the house knows that they haven't been evicted and they've gone into the snug, and they can see what they're doing while they're bitching about everyone else.
Yeah,
That's it. Farrah Abraham is the 1-20 favourite to go into that snug, alongside Jenna Jameson at 4-6. Bobby Davro is 11-10. Stevie and Chloe, 5-1. And Gail Porter, 33-1. One thing I would say, for when you go back upstairs, not your job, I know it's someone else's job, but I don't think she's got an I in her name. I think it's Jameson.
Oh, God, that is my fault as well.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, you've got it right on that one, though.
Yeah.
She's right there. It's not, to be fair, though, Rob, it's not your fault, because when people like Stevie are spelling his name with just an I, it would confuse me as well.
Well, at some stage, I knew there was an I and an E.
Well, why does he call himself Stevie with an I?
Why does he call himself Stevie?
Can I ask another question? Why, right? I'm not saying I'm Brad Pitt or anything. I'm not saying
really?
That I've got a great figure.
I'll tell you something. That's the old reason I've done this podcast. I want out.
Why is Stevie walking around with those pink Speedos on that are about six tight sizes too small for him?
You've done well for somebody who came on before the start of the podcast and said, I ain't watched it. What are you doing watching men in...
Oh, no, I watch it. I do watch it.
It's gone a long way from Jenna Jameson, hasn't it?
I watch it over my wife's shoulder, effectively. So he's always on, but I don't... I have been watching it. What's he doing now?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
I don't get those two. I don't like Stevie and Chloe in the house.
I genuinely don't like those two.
No, I don't. It's weird, isn't it? It's not right, is it? There's something wrong going on there. She's weird.
Clovey. That's their new nickname.
That sounds more like a disease than a celebrity couple.
Who knows, mate?
So this, I mean, basically this eviction then, what we're saying here is that the public will vote the two bitchiest ones to go into the snug together and then get their comeuppance when they come out, because everyone's been watching them be bitchy and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, pretty much.
What I do like about this, though, if Jenna does go in there, I still like my top USA contestant bet of Jenna Jameson, 14-1. If she goes into that snug, she's going to get a lot more airtime.
Yes.
So I think, I mean, Austin, I think people get bored of him. Fat Man Scoop, yeah, okay.
He's had his moment now.
Janice Dickinson, no one can show you like her. So it's between five. I mean, why is Jenna such a big price compared to the other four who are all much of a muchness?
Is
there an answer to that?
Yeah.
Seems a big jump to 14-1.
There's not really an answer. Obviously, it's based on... There's not much to choose between the four of them, isn't it? Jenna, base as 50-1 shot, you'd think, well...
I think it looks big, that.
I just wonder, when they go into the snug, I think Farrah is the lead the lead act in this,
yeah,
isn't she?
I think she'll come out worse.
Farrah comes out worse.
Jenna might
which
be,
means that Jenna could technically be forgotten about.
But Jenna could also be quite clever. She might twitch.
She has to.
She's
if Jenna
bright.
Plays this well, but she basically lets Farrah take all the. All the abuse that's coming.
Yeah.
Then I think she could play it well. The only problem is if she's not getting if she's quiet there, then she isn't getting the airtime.
True.
And we're getting now down to sort of the final 2 weeks now. So finally.
Yeah. Yes. It seems we're going on for quite a while, doesn't it? Well, that's your betting. Anyone in the outrights? I know you're on James Hill. Great. Anyone else who you think is just sneak along quite quietly?
Not really.
Gail Porter looks like she's about to have a nervous breakdown at any moment.
Natasha Hamilton was the big move this week, based on the arguments with Farrah.
Of course.
You don't want to get on the wrong side of a feisty Liverpudlian.
True. Shut your gob.
Yeah, exactly.
So the worst that she could do.
12-1 into 11-4 for the potty mouthed Scouser.
Yeah. Great. Let's move on to X Factor, shall we? We are about to get into week number 3. We saw a few new acts chucked into the mix last weekend. Louisa Johnson is still the 9-2 favourite, though, from week 1. Fourth Power, 9-1. Josh Daniel, 10-1. Sean Miley Moore. 12-1, so is Simon Lynch. Anton Steffens is 14-1. So is Che Chesterman. Lauren Murray, 16s. The First King's the same price. 20-1 for Alien and Chloe Page. 25s for Hannah Marie Kilminster and Jennifer Phillips. 33-1 and bigger the rest. The ones who were added into the pot this week, let's start with... The older guy, Anton Steffens, who was really good, actually. He's had over 500,000 YouTube views since his performance. It reminded me a little bit of Steve Brookstein in voice and his kind of manner, the way he was kind of like, you know, nice guy. Everyone kind of liked him. I'm talking about Steve Brookstein when he was on X Factor, not so much now.
Yeah, I'm not sure they'd want another Steve Brookstein on their hands, to be quite honest.
No, but, I think he's probably... Yeah.
I can definitely now see him being sort of the alpha male, sorry, the alpha over in that category. There's not too much that we've seen that sort of could compete with him. He's got a good voice and everything, and he didn't have the backstory like a few of them did last week. So, 4-1.
Che Chesterman. What do you reckon his real name is, Rob?
Dave.
I reckon he's called Chester.
Chester. I told you, he's like something out the Goonies, isn't it?
Chesterman.
Yeah, that was One-Eyed Willy, wasn't it, to try and...
Who was
John the Search of like the thing?
Oh, yeah, that's right, of course. Yeah.
Have you not watched Goonies? Yeah, it's on every week now on Channel 5.
Not for a long time. I haven't watched it for a long time. Che was good, but he did seem... I mean, the Sofa Bet article was fantastic. So go and check out the article, which contains the picture of Che Chesterman on like a Usual Suspects kind of prison board. But it did seem like they were kind of setting him up just to be... the different looking
fodder.
Kind of guy.
Bit of first few rounds fodder is he.
Yeah.
Jennifer Phillips I always thought went down that category as well.
Which somebody, one was she?
Just some. She was on the first week. It's just one of those. You get them through to the final and you discard them and nobody really bats an eyelid and they're a quiz question on Pointless in a couple of years' time. Can you name the 12 X Factor finalists from 2015? Oh, yeah. Pointless answer, Jennifer Phillips.
Nice. Stephanie McCaw, I liked her only because they made her sing a different song and she ended up singing Summertime. I think she might be the one who tried to sing a bit of Taylor Swift to start off with. They went, no, hold her hand up. Whoa, 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 whoa. Have you got a different song? Summertime. Smashed it. Great. Don't ever change who you are.
Yeah.
Follow your heart. Do whatever you want to do in this industry.
Until I tell you otherwise.
Exactly. X Factor. So that's that really, isn't it? We're just kind of we're just keeping an eye on that, aren't we?
We're brushing over it, aren't we?
Because nothing in that list has made
earlier,
me sit up and go, wow.
We all know the final 24, so we're just brushing over it, aren't we?
Indeed.
Yes.
Yes. It's a tricky old one these days with X Factor. Strictly Come Dancing, we found out who all the partners are for the acts. Didn't make an awful lot of difference to the top of the market, where Peter Andre is still the 5-2 favourite. In fact, it probably only strengthened him, really. Helen George has moved in a little bit, though, 5-1. Georgia May Foot, 7-1. Jamelia Eights, Jay McGuinness, 8-1. A certain Robbie Savage has tipped his cap towards Jay McGuinness this week to me. Interesting.
Okay.
Kirsty Gallagher, 8-1. Katie Derham, 12s. Anthony Ogogo, 16s. Anita Rani, 20s. Kelly Bright, 20s. Ainsley Harriet, 25s. Daniel O'Donnell, 25s as well, with Ewan Thomas. And the two outsiders, Carol Kirkwood, 80-1. Jeremy Vine, 80-1. I was a little bit disappointed to see Kirsty Gallagher get Brendan Cole.
I thought it was quite a good. I think it's quite a good partnership for him. I do like the partnership, to be fair.
Is there any that actually, I should say at this point, by the way, that Andy Holding isn't with us this week because he's on holiday.
Yeah, but
he will be back next week.
Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? To be fair, after all the money that he cost punters last year going on about Jake Wood, week in, week out, do we actually need him?
Well, you can ask him next week when he's back.
I think we should have a Twitter poll.
Were there any of those pairings that you particularly liked?
Yeah, I did like the Kirsty Brendan one.
Oh, okay.
Do agree a bit with Robbie on Jay McGuinness and Aliona. The market seems to have gone against him a little bit. He was 5-1 last week, gone out to 8. Helen George and Alias is the one that I do like. I think she's going to come across really well. And whatever price she is for top female, I think you'd want to be on at this moment in time.
Well, I think that's a good bet as well. The other thing that Robbie said to me, Robbie, if you're new to it, Robbie Savage wants on Strictly. Still keeps
for
in touch
a few weeks, won't he?
He said that a man will win it this year. He's only saying that.
They've had a couple of female winners, haven't they, last 2 years? So I do think that there's a case probably for a male winner, isn't
Jeanette
there?
Jeanette Manrara, she was with Jake Wood last year of Andy Holding fame. Do you think...
He was also an EastEnders, Jake. Just remember, he's not Andy Wood's sort of toy.
No.
Andy Holding's toy.
Andy Wood's toy. Are we saying right now, though, we've had a few of these favourites who start out about 5-2, maybe even shorter than that, who never deviate. You can back them all season long, they go odds on, and they win the show. Are we talking about Peter Andre in those terms now?
Yeah, but we haven't had that, have we? I don't think we have it with him.
When Robbie was on, that guy from Busted, or whatever it was called, Harry McFly.
Harry Judd.
He was like 5-2.
Yeah, I can see where they're coming from. I just think if he turns out to be a lot better dancer than the rest of them, I think they will always want to try and push the up-and-coming. They want somebody who hasn't really had any dance experience, who's taken up ballroom for the first time, and over the course of 12, 13 weeks, they will grow into being absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think that's their perfect winner. A Caroline Flack last year was probably their perfect winner.
Yeah. I get that.
We've seen people before with previous dance experience, sort of Denise Van Outen, the woman last year, Natalie Gumede. She another one, previous dance experience. Yeah. They push them a lot more than the others, and they're also a lot more critical, and that does tend to reflect on the voting as well.
Yeah, no, that's all very fair. I think we've said last week that, you know, we also know a lot about Peter Andre, and will people still be as, you know, excited by him 2 months down the line when someone else has maybe come up the rails? So interesting. We'll speak to Andy Holding next week about that. That's X Factor done. That's Celebrity Big Brother done. That's Strictly done. Should we talk a little bit about Spotty?
Yeah,
been a bit of a move, hasn't it? Wayne Rooney broke the all-time England goal scoring record this week, and halved in price, more than halved in price, 33s into 14s.
Arise, Sir Wayne.
No chance, surely.
You want a knighthood for Tony McCoy. For riding a load of odds-on winners at Newton Abbott and places like that.
He managed to go out on a winner this week as well, didn't he? 7-2 shot.
Exactly, yeah. Well, there you go.
Who'd have thought?
When he's in the jungle, we can congratulate him, can't we?
Jess Ennis Hill, 5-4. 7-1 Chris Froome, 7-1 Lewis Hamilton, 10-1 Mo Farah, 14s Wayne Rooney, 16s Andy Murray, who crashed out of the US Open this week, 16s for Mr. McCoy. Joe Root, Rob's each way tip is 20s. Chris Robshaw, 40s. The World Cup about to get underway before we record this again. Next Friday.
Yeah.
Stuart Broad, 40-1, 50s Adam Peaty, 50s George Ford, and bigger the rest. Still, and I'll repeat what I said last week. Jess Ennis Hill's to lose, isn't it?
Yep. Could be a Hill double. A James Hill, Jess Ennis Hill double.
Nice. Like it. Anything else on there that we need to talk about? BBC Breakfast, any move there?
No move. Channel
Radio
State
specials.
Still that's short. Obviously
Oscars.
Chris Miles coming back to Breakfast Radio, isn't he? In a couple of weeks. And there's a match bet between him and Nick Grimshaw on who gets the most listeners.
Interesting.
1-20.
So what does the breakfast show on XFM get now? Do you know that?
Not many, mate. Not many.
So we're talking, you'd have to lift it massively.
Oh, definitely. Even to be close.
Look, can I just say, Rob? He's not a good advert for losing weight, is he? He looked better before. Don't you think Chris Miles looked better with weight?
He needs to be big and fat again, doesn't he?
Not big and fat, but he needs a bit of weight on him, I think.
It's all in the jawline, isn't it? I've never tried to lose weight, mate.
No.
Brilliant, mate. High metabolism. I'll be dead at 50.
Well, I mean, when
McDonald's, KFC, any other fast food establishment, that'll just kill me off.
When you're knocking 44 not out week in, week out, you don't need to be losing weight.
Yeah, but it took me 2 days to recover.
It took you 2 days to hit 44. They're all singles. Do you have a runner? Do you run yourself?
Whoa, hang on a minute.
How many bandages
I'm used to everyone complaining about my prices. My cricket ability is the only good bit that I've got going for me these days.
How many bandages are in your 44 not out, by the way?
Three.
Six?
Three sixes? No sixes.
Three fours?
Can't hit the sixes. It was a really big pitch.
Okay, so that'll wrap it up, won't it, I think? As soon as we've done two podcasts.
We've done two podcasts
now. For anyone who's still listening to us right now, a little secret. We did this all once before, didn't we?
Yeah.
We realised it hadn't recorded because the PC hadn't recorded.
It wasn't as funny, though, was it?
This was better,
second,
I think.
Was this one better?
I think the second one was better. It was more succinct. We didn't make as many mistakes.
Well, we didn't need to make many mistakes because we've done
this every week. Maybe we should have a practice podcast every week.
Maybe we should record the second one. Dave Kellner in to press the correct buttons, eh?
Maybe so. Thank you very much, Rob.
Pleasure, mate.
For doing it twice. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for listening once. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, you can check out the podcast at audioboom.com. Go to the website, williamhill.com, for all the betting. It's under TV specials. And enjoy your telly this weekend. We'll be back next week. You can follow Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. I'm at Lee Phelps. And we'll speak to you again then. Bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.